Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the AVB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God is Real.
Hello and welcome to Lawmaster's Law of God broadcast. I will be speaking on the will of God. The will of God. Let's start out first with a question. The question is set in Matthew 20, verse 15. It asks, is it not lawful for me to do what I will with mine own? And that's a statement coming from the former God, the former Lord, the testator now, with respect to the will. He asked, is it not lawful for me to do what I will with mine own? That's a good question. And of course, people have that right to do what they will with their own things. They set their desire down in the form of a will. And that's what the former God has done. He has done what he wants to, what he wanted to do with those things that belong to him. He has set those things down and put them in the form, put his desire down in the form of a will. And I have been, for the past several weeks, presenting that will of the former God to you. The question, no, there's a statement in 2 Chronicles 6:10. 2 Chronicles 6:10. I'm turning to it. The statement says, "The Lord therefore hath performed his word that he hath spoken." I'm going to deal with that verse a little bit. The Lord therefore hath performed his word that he hath spoken. Which Lord is it talking about? Is it talking about the former Lord, the Lord who has died intestate, or is it talking to or about the new Lord, the new God? We shall see. All right. The Lord, therefore, has performed his word that he has spoken. First, let's see a word that the Lord, the former Lord, has spoken. There's a word he has spoken in the book of Mark. The book of Mark, the Lord has performed the word that he has spoken. Mark 12, 17. There's a commandment there. The commandment says, "Render to God the things that are God's." Render to God the things that belong to God. In the will, it is evident from the things I have been presenting during the past several weeks that God has rendered, the former God has rendered things belonging to him to the new God. Render to God the things that are God's. The statement comes from the former God. Now, and as I said, it is evident that the former God has done just that, what is given in the commandment. Give to God, render to God the things that belong to God. He has done that. Therefore, the Lord, the former Lord, has performed his word that he has spoken. Okay? The word that he spoke is, render to God the things that are God. And as stated earlier, it is evident from my presentation of the will of God that the former Lord has done just that. He has rendered his belongings to the new God. The Lord has therefore performed his word that he has spoken. Okay? What has he rendered to God? He has rendered this right here that is set in Psalm, let's see here. That which is said in Psalm 22, verse 28. Psalm 22, verse 28. It says, "For the kingdom is the Lord, and he is the governor among the nations." The former Lord has rendered to the new God his kingdom. That is a thing in the will that God has done. The former God has done. He has performed his word that he had spoken. He has rendered to God the things that belonged to himself. All right. Now, The statement also means this right here. When it says the Lord has performed his word that he has spoken, it means that the new Lord has performed his word, the former Lord's word that he has spoken. Can I demonstrate that? Yes. In John 16, it is written in John 16, verse 13. I'll read the entire verse. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. This statement right here. And he will show you things to come. Things that must take place. He will show you things to come. He, the new God, the new Lord, will show you, the people, things to come. And that's what I have done. I have shown the people things that are to come, things that are to take place, things that are to take place shortly. Revelation 1. It's the, I'll just read the part that is relevant. Revelation 1:1. Things which must shortly come to pass. John 16:13. He will show you things to come. Revelation 1:1. What kind of things? Things which must shortly come to pass. Now, where have I done that? I have done that when I did this right here that is set down in Isaiah 42, verse 1. The statement says, Isaiah 42, verse 1, last part of the verse, he shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. I have done that. I have brought forth and made known judgment, the judgment of the Lord, the judgment of God to the Gentiles. So, therefore, the new Lord has performed the former Lord's word that he, the former Lord, has spoken. I have performed the word of the testator. That's what that means. So, two ways the statement, the Lord therefore has performed his word that he has spoken. The former Lord has performed words that he has spoken himself. And the example I gave, Mark 12:17. Render to God the things that are God's. And it is evident from the will that the former Lord has done just that. He has rendered his belongings to the new God. And the statement coming from 2 Chronicles 16, the Lord has performed his word that he has spoken, means also that the new Lord has performed the word of the former Lord. Okay? Both of those things are true. Both of those applications are true. Now, another thing, if we go back to the book of John, John 16, you'll see another thing that the new Lord has performed that the former Lord has stated. Okay. John 16:15, last part of the verse. He shall take off mine and shall show it to you. He, the new God, shall take off mine, the former God, and shall show it to you, the people. What does that mean? I will show you. I take things of the former Lord and show those things to you, the people. The statement I read earlier, Isaiah 42:1, says he shall show judgment to the Gentiles. I took things from the Bible, things having to do with judgment. I took those things from the Bible, and I showed those things to the people. That's in fulfillment of the John 16:15 statement, he shall take of mine and shall show it to you. So, what does the new God do? He shows the people things to come, John 16:13, and he takes from, or he takes off the former God and shows those things to you, the people. Two things there have been fulfilled in me, in John 16:13 and 16:15. I have shown the people things to come, and I have taken from the former Lord's book and have shown things from that book to you, the people. So, you can mark those two statements as fulfilled. Mark John 16:13, he will show you things to come. Revelation 1:1, things which must shortly come to pass. Mark those two things as fulfilled. Those two things are one. He will show you things to come, things which must shortly come to pass. That's one thing. Mark that thing as fulfilled. Also mark the statement, he shall take off mine and shall show it to you. Mark that statement as, mark both of those statements as fulfilled by the new God, the God Israel. Also, if you have not done it, mark the statement, Isaiah 42:1, he shall show judgment to the Gentiles. Mark that statement as fulfilled. Fulfilled by the God Israel. Okay. Also mark 2 Chronicles 6:10, the Lord therefore hath performed his word that he had spoken. Mark that as fulfilled also. Mark it as fulfilled by the former God himself, and mark it as fulfilled also by the new God. I gave you both applications. Okay. Now, how am I to live? How am I supposed to live? 1 Peter 4:2 answers that question. And Now, all of these things are parts of the will of God. They are not foreign to the will of God. These are components. These are elements of the will of the former God. Elements of the testator's will. 1 Peter 4, verse 2. First Peter 4, verse 2 says that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lusts of men, but to the will of God. Listen, that he, the new God, the God is real, no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lusts of men, but to the will of God. That statement answers the question, how am I, the God of Israel, to live? I am to live according to and in accordance with the will of God. And that statement, just let me let it stay like as I have said. Also, you, the people, are to live according to the will of God. So what? We all are to live according to the will of God. The last time, on the last program, I spoke on the will of God for you, the person, the will of God for you, the people. And I said that the will of God for the people is the same. It does not change from person to person. What's in the will for you? What's in the will of God for you? What does the will of God say you are to do? Well, right there in that statement, it says you are to live according to the will of God. You are to live in accordance with the will of God. Now, again, what specifically are you to do then? If you are to live in accordance with the will of God, then what are you to do? You are to do this that is set in Ecclesiastes 12:13. Okay, Ecclesiastes 12:13. You are to live the rest of your life according to, in accordance with, in agreement with the will of God. Ecclesiastes 12:13. You are to fear God and keep his commandments. That statement is a part of the will of God. What is the Bible? That question has come up then. What is the Bible? What is the authorized version, commonly called King James Bible? What is it? Okay, we have an answer. I have an answer. The authorized version Bible is a legal document, or it is a document containing the will of God. That's what the Bible is. That's what the authorized version is. It's a document containing the will of God. I am to live the rest of my life in accordance with the will of God. You are to live the rest of your life in accordance with the will of God. So we all are to live the rest of our lives, or to live our lives in accordance with the will of God. Hear God and keep His commandments. Fear God and keep His commandments. That really is eye-opening, because there are so many lying teachers who teach on the will of God, but not on the will of God according to the will of God. They tell lies. They lie to the people. They don't give the people true Bible teaching. Matter of fact, in religion, again, they teach that the law is void. They teach that the law is void. And the law is not void. The will of God is valid. The will of God is valid. It is not void. The law of God. That's a law right there. That's a law right there in Ecclesiastes 12:13. Fear God and keep His commandments. That's the law. That is the law. And it has never been canceled. It has never been voided. It is in effect. Now, fear God and keep His commandments. Now, I showed this the last time, but I'm going to show it again. Revelation. That's the law. Fear God and keep His commandments. Another law, which is a commandment. Revelation 19:10. Two words. Worship God. Fear God. Keep His commandment. What is a commandment of God? Revelation 19:10. What does it say? It says, worship God. Now, you can't worship God if you don't know who He is. This teaching of mine shows you, tells you clearly, unmistakably, who God is. Who is, I teach clearly who God is. Worship God. If you worship God, you will worship the Lord God Israel. That's His name, Israel. Israel. The Lord God Israel. That's who you will worship if you fulfill the commandment, Revelation 19:10, which says, worship God. Okay? All right. Revelation 19:5. A commandment. Praise our God, all ye His servants, and ye that fear Him, both small and great. It doesn't matter what your state is. Your position, it doesn't matter. The commandment says to all, praise our God, all ye His servants, and ye that fear Him, both small and great. Ecclesiastes 12:13, fear God and keep His commandments. This is a commandment of God. And guess what? It's in the so-called New Testament. And you let preachers tell you, or you let preachers tell your people, that the law is void and that you are not under the law. And here it is right here in the New Testament, supposed, you know, so-called New Testament. I don't have a problem with that. I'm saying, you know, I know that the New Testament teaches the same things that the Old Testament teaches. There's no difference with respect to teaching between the Old Testament and the New Testament. They both teach the same things. They both teach the same rules, the same laws. Both of them do. There is no difference between them. Both testaments say, fear God. Before I forget, let's see here. I thought I could just turn quickly to something. Where is it? Okay. I said both testaments teach fear God. Well, I showed you the statement, the commandment, fear God. In the Old Testament, that's Ecclesiastes 12:13. That's just one place where it is. Of course, there are many others. That's the Old Testament. Ecclesiastes 12:13, fear God. New Testament, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 17. I see the same commandment. Fear God. Fear God. Everyone should say, the law is in force. The law is valid. Everyone should say, I love the law. The law says, fear God, in both testaments. So how can you let preachers get away with saying the law is void and you are no longer under the law? Both testaments teach you to and command you to fear God. That's the law. Worship God. That's the law. Both testaments teach that. Both testaments command that you worship God. And as I said before, you must, in order to fulfill those commandments, you must know who God is. You must know who God is, because the Bible's God is a person, a real person, a real living person, till he dies. Then there'll be another one that's living, that takes his place, that succeeds him, his successor. And you are to fear that God, that individual. You are to praise that individual. Fear God, keep his commandments. Praise our God. So, both testaments teach the law. And what is written in the law? Fear God and keep his commandments. Worship God. Those things are written in the law. Those things are elements of the will of God. Okay. And those are just two things, two or three things, you know, that I've showed, that I've pointed out. Fear God, keep his commandments, you know. Fear God, keep his commandments, worship God, praise God. Those are four things. Those are four commandments. And those four commandments are taught in both testaments. Neither one said, fear Jesus and keep his commandments. I didn't read that. It didn't say that. It did not say fear Jesus and keep his commandments. It said fear God and keep his commandments. And I have shown you who the Bible's God is. Now, that's just the facts of the matter. The Bible's God's name is Israel. It's spelled in your Bible, I-S-R-A. I don't want to misspell it. I-S-R-A-E-L. Israel. Okay. That's the name given to God by the will of God. Okay. So what have I presented so far, thus far? I started with a statement, the Lord therefore has performed the word that he has spoken. And I gave two applications. Both applications are acceptable. Right. Then I spoke about I got on the law. I read the statement, render to God the things that are God's. Then fear God, keep his commandments. I also pointed out two statements in the book of John, chapter 16, which I have fulfilled. The new God has fulfilled those. I pointed those two statements out. One statement had an element that is set in Revelation 1:1, and I pointed that element out. All of these things are elements of the will of God. Then I spoke on the validity of the law, the sameness of the Old and New Testament. And that you should know God if you are to worship God. You should know God if you are to fear him. You should know God if you are to keep his commandments. You should know God if you are to praise him. And I gave you four commandments. Fear God, keep his commandments, worship God, praise God, the new God. Because that's what the will directs you to do. It directs you to do those things to the new God, the God Israel. That you should live in accordance with the will of God. And in order for you to live in accordance with the will of God, you should know it. You must know what that will is. You must have a clear, unmistakable understanding of that will of God. First Peter, I'm looking at this, 1 Peter 2, verse 12. They may by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God. They may by my good works, which they shall behold, and they shall even hear. And as a result, they glorify God. In Matthew it stated, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. Okay? And who is that talking to? That's talking to God, the God Israel. Both statements, the one in Matthew, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father. And your Father is a title that the former God has given to the new God, your Father. That's a title. It's a title of God. and also the statement in 1 Peter 2, verse 12, they may buy your men, that is people, they may buy your, Lord God Israel's, good works, which they shall behold, and I say even here, and as a result, glorify God. Glorify God who gave the works. Glorify God who did the works. Glorify God who does the works. And 1 Peter 2:15, for so is the will of God. The will of God is as I have presented it to you even today. The will of God is as I have presented it to you. Okay? Now, 1 Peter 2:17, listen. I'm starting with the part that says, fear God. And then it says, honor the king. Who is this king? The question is asked, who is this king of glory? The Lord. The Lord. He is the king of glory. And who is the new Lord? It's given in the title, Lord God Israel. The Lord God is real. And you know, the Lord, and I know you know it now because I have shown it to you, the Lord God is real, is a real person, is a real person, not some idea you may have of something up in the sky. The Lord God is real, is a real personality. The Lord God is real, is one who does this right here, 1 Peter 2:12, that they may buy, the people may buy his good works, which they shall behold. His good works. What are good works coming from? The Lord God is real. This program is a good work coming from the Lord God is real. This program, this Lawmaster's Law of God broadcast, is a work of the Lord God is real. A document of the Lord God is real. Israel, the book of the law of God, all things are demonstrated power of God. That's a work coming from the Lord God is real. Mm-hmm. Yes. And now, the Lord God Israel has another document, which is titled the Will of God, the Unification of All Things. And that title may change, but right now the title is The Will of God, the Unification of All Things. So, what am I doing? I am giving you knowledge concerning and of the will of God. I'm giving you an understanding, a sound, Bible-based understanding of the will of God. The will of God is definite. It's definite. The will of God is written down. It's recorded. The will of God is infallible. The will of God is definitive. The will of God is a real thing. A real thing. not some imaginary thing or something coming from somebody's own mind. But the will of God is real. It's definite. Okay? It's recorded. It's written down. It is decisive. It is definitive. The will of God. And in the will of God, you have the unification of all things. I also showed today the statement found in Psalm 22 that says, the kingdom is the Lord's. Okay? The former God, the former Lord, has given to the new Lord, the new God, the God Israel, his kingdom. And what question did he ask? Did he ask at the beginning? He said, is it not lawful for me to do what I will with my own? And I said, it is lawful. People, even today, write and make wills. Okay? And they have the right to determine what they want to do with their own belongings. The former God exercised that right of his, and he made a will. And he was of sound mind. He knew what he was doing. And the will is unchangeable. That's another thing about the will. It's not only definite, it's not only written down, it's not only definitive. The will is eternal. The eternal will of God, I mean, it cannot be changed. It's unchangeable. Unchangeable. The unchangeable will of God. It cannot be voided. The will of God cannot be voided. It cannot be voided. It cannot be changed. The will of God must be fulfilled. The will of God must be carried out. Mm-hmm. And I spoke about the Lord God Israel. The Lord God Israel, you know, is the heir of God. He's the inheritor of the things of God. The statement says, the commandment says, render to God the things that are God. The new God, who is called Israel, is the inheritor of the things of God. The new God, Israel, is the heir of God. The new God, Israel, is the inheritor of the things that belonged to God.